What's going on, crafters? Welcome to this special episode of the Dragon's Egg Challenge. Now, before we get into the challenge, I do have a bit of an announcement to make, and it's not something that I think a lot of you are going to be very excited about. Basically, this is the last Dragon's Egg Challenge ever. Yeah, it's coming to an end. There's not going to be any more Dragon's Egg challenges after this one. And yeah, I know that that's probably very disappointing for a lot of you. So I'm sorry about that. But I do have, there's really two reasons why this is the case. First of all, the Dragon's Egg challenge just takes a lot of time and work and effort to put together. It might not seem like it does from the outside because, of course, the audience is really supplying a lot of the ideas that I read off, but compiling those ideas, going through them, you know, assigning scores to each of them, making sure that I'm making that no one's being left out or overlooked, that does take a lot of energy and a lot of time to do. I just don't have the time and energy to do it anymore, especially with the direction I'm taking the podcast and doing more YouTube stuff and wanting to do some different things. The Dragon's Egg Challenge does not fit into the picture anymore like it used to. So that's the first reason. The second reason is really probably the primary reason is because I started the Dragon's Egg Challenge as a way to get people excited and engaged in the Dig Straight Down podcast. It was never something that I was really personally excited about. And I think that's probably the most important reason why there's not going to be any more Dragon's Egg challenges after this is because I just don't love the idea. It's not something that I'm passionate about. And for a while there, I was trying to find a way for it to work. I was changing the format of the show to fit it in differently. I was going to try to make it its own thing, but none of that's going to work. So it's time for the Dragon's Egg Challenge to come to an end. And this is the last challenge. So don't stop sending me your ideas in the email, digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. Continue to send me your ideas. I will continue to read your ideas out on the show. But the competition, the challenge and all of that kind of thing, that's all coming to an end. I still want to hear what you guys want to see in Minecraft, and I still want to give my thoughts on that. But the game aspect of that is all going away. So again, I apologize. This should have ended last season. I should have done this a little while ago. I'm sorry if this is a disappointment, but this is just, I have to do this for myself, and to keep myself from getting burned out making content in general. So I apologize for that, but don't go away because Dig Straight Down is going to continue, and I've got other things planned for the future. So with that being said, guys, let's dig into the very last Dragon's Egg Challenge. What is going on, crafters, and welcome to another episode of the Dragon's Egg Challenge. Now, last challenge, I asked you this question. What do you think the Warden should be guarding in the Deep Dark in the Caves and Cliffs Update Part 2? And let's get into the answers that you guys sent in. Now, Arcalore only submitted one answer, and it came in from High Hopes, who is a podcasting buddy of mine. So, awesome to see you here, High Hopes. Let's read his submission. I'd like to see the Warden guard and loot level treasure, including custom armor and tools, whether that's enchantments you can't get any other way or simply visually unique. I completely agree with this. For originality, I give this idea a 3 out of 5. For how well it's communicated, a 4 out of 5, and how well it fits into the world of Minecraft, also a 4 out of 5, giving Arcalore a score of 11 points. Moving on to Team Ironlock, the first answer comes in from The Gaming Udder, and they write, When you first enter the Deep Dark, you have no access to Skulk and can't mine it. But when you kill the Warden, you can craft and do whatever you want to do with the Skulk. But more important is the Warden's den. In the den, there are barrels, chests, cobwebs, and candles. In the chests and barrels, there is at least a total of 8 Skulk shards. With your newly found Skulk shards, you have 3 options. 1. Combine 8 of the shards with a goat horn in the crafting table and craft a reinforced goat horn. Combine this with any helmet in a smithing table and get a horned helmet. With this comes a new ability. The ram attack makes you ram forward just like a goat, but after the attack is finished, you get slowness 1 for 5 seconds. 2. Brew the Skulk shards with a mundane potion and get a mysterious potion. Make it a splash potion and splash a wandering trader with it to make them a normal villager after 5 minutes. 3. Make an upgraded grindstone where you can put a book in it and an enchanted item to get an enchanted book with the enchant the item had. But the item that had the enchant gets destroyed. You would craft it by taking 4 grindstones in the corners and 4 Skulk shards on the rest of the spots. The next idea comes in from Lollipop846, and they write, "Hi Rebel, I have an idea for the Dragon's Egg Challenge. The Warden could guard the small room like in Minecraft Live, but all the chests are trapped. When activated, the floor will open up and drop the player into an amethyst geode. This is no ordinary amethyst geode. In it, you can move the source blocks for the amethyst itself, so you can bring them to your base and use them there." The next idea comes in from Zachariah, and they write, "Hi Rebel JC, Zachariah here. Sneaking past the Warden is probably going to be a hard challenge. It almost feels like the Evoker mini-boss, except there's no little annoying Vexes chasing you and no fangs. In the Warden cabin, which is the structure you saw in the Deep Dark at Minecraft Live, you should find the Totem of the Deep Dark, a new item so mysterious that, controlled by the Deep Dark, is a 952-use Totem of Undying with 2 setbacks. You get slowness 2 and blindness when you use it, and the Warden will become stronger, faster, and angrier when this is in your inventory. Use it wisely." The next idea comes in from Mumbo Jumbo Fan, and they write, "I think the Warden of the Deep Dark should be hiding an entrance to a cave that has a stronghold nearby, and the cave has a new ore called Magnet Ore. Magnet Ore is basically an ore that if you mine it, you get new effect called Magnetism, where all the iron ore gets highlighted." And for all of these ideas, for originality, I give them a 4 out of 5 for how well they are communicated, a 4 out of 5. And for how well they fit into the world of Minecraft, a 3 out of 5, giving Ironlock a score of 11 points. Moving on to Team Nightbane. The first idea comes from Cuba Ash. "The Warden of the Deep Dark is guarding a village of underdwellers. The underdwellers are villagers with different trades, and their skin is gold and deep slate with a helmet of gold, their eye glowing the color of a skulk sensor. These underdwellers are friends of the piglins, and they will defend them till the death. Often they will also trade with the piglins. Their village is the same as normal villages, but made of deep slate and dark oak wood. Instead of iron golems, they have wardens, and the underdwellers are hostile. They will attack you with iron axes and swords, as well as bow and arrows of poison. The only way to make the underdwellers not hostile is to wear a netherite chestplate. The wardens will still be hostile, though. The underdwellers have 5 occupations: fletcher, weaponsmith, librarian, alchemist, and armorer. The fletcher's trades are the same, but he trades arrows of poison. The weaponsmith now trades netherite and diamond armor instead of iron. The armorer is the same as the weaponsmith. He trades diamond and netherite instead of iron, but both trades on both underdwellers cost a lot more emeralds. The librarian, you get better enchanting books, and the alchemist trades good potions as well as the normal trades. The loot in the buildings is the same as normal village loot, but with a few pieces of netherite and deep slate thrown in. There is always a ruined nether portal in the village. Their village is always on stalks and neutral mobs called Noms spawn. Noms are neutral mobs that fly around the deep dark like bats. If you attack them, they all swarm around you. If you hit one of them, they will all attack like zombified piglins. They attack by stinging you and inflicting the poison effect for 3 seconds. If you kill them, they have an 80% chance of dropping their stinger or scales. The scales can be used on armor to add customization to armor and durability to the flawling. Swords, axes, bows, shields, pickaxes, shovels, elytras, and hoes. You can add customization to these things by putting them in a smithing table. The hilts will turn the same color as the Nom's wings, and the shield, the front wooden part, will turn the same color as the Nom's wings. Same for the elytra, but the whole elytra turns the same color as the Nom's wing. The next idea comes in from Glory is Truly Sad, with some minor tweaks by Samurai Knight 64. And they write, "The Warden will be guarding a loot chest which contains items similar to the buried treasure or shipwreck chest. The main difference is that it has a 20% chance of an item spawning called a Whispering Stone, which looks similar to the cobblestone, but ghastly white, and a 1% chance of having an amethyst stone in it that looks like a crystal but is stone gray and has amethyst shards erupting out of it. Now, when the amethyst rock is surrounded by Whispering Stone in a crafting grid, it becomes a weak amethyst gem. You must surround this with moss, diorite, granite, tuff, deep slate, andesite, rooted dirt, and calcite. It becomes a strong amethyst gem. Holding this in your offhand gives you many benefits in caves. It decreases the noise you make by 75%, and when under Y15, you get night vision, haste, speed, and a 20% creeper explosion resistance. But after 5 minutes, it loses its power and turns back into the weak version. You can recharge it by surrounding it with diorite, granite, tuff, deep slate, andesite, rooted dirt, and calcite." And the next idea comes in from Void, and they write, "My idea is that the Warden is not a creature, but multiple creatures, builders that escaped the End Dimension before turning into Endermen. But being in the End for such a long time, they have gone insane. So to guard themselves, for they could not survive by themselves in the wilderness, they combined their souls and formed the Warden. After their souls left their bodies became stone. Four last builders surrounding a chest that holds none other than the Skulk Blade. This sword needs amethyst shards to be powered and will glow if there are enemies nearby. The Warden will have four bars of health, which will not matter much, but the more a bar is hurt, the more damaged one of the statues that surrounds the chest will become. If the health bar is depleted completely, one of the statues will crumble completely too. If the Warden is killed, all of the statues will be broken." For originality, I give these ideas a 5 out of 5. For how well they are communicated, a 4 out of 5. And how well they fit into the world of Minecraft, a 3 out of 5. Giving Nightbane an overall score of 12. And that means the winner of this last ever Dragon's Egg Challenge is Team Nightbane. Congratulations, Team Nightbane. You can look forward to having the Dragon's Egg Trophy pinned permanently in your team common room on the Discord server, and it will stay there forever. So, that brings us to the very end, the absolute conclusion of the Dragon's Egg Challenge. I'm glad that everyone had fun with this, and I hope that people will continue to engage with the show, send me your ideas, and I would love to hear your ideas and give my thoughts on them. Dig Straight Down is all about new ideas for Minecraft, and I want to celebrate your new ideas too, so that will continue. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your ideas for the Dragon's Egg Challenge. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Dig Straight Down.